In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
There are several beautiful themes we can reflect on today. In the first reading, of course, we hear of the great flood, and water, of course, is often depicted in Scripture as a means of purification. In this case, the flood was to purify the earth from the evil deeds of wickedness. We also see water being used as a symbol of leading the Israelites forth from slavery into freedom as they cross the Red Sea. And of course, water, we see water both cleansing and bringing us freedom and renewal through baptism, in the baptism that Jesus instituted. And so we see how water purifies. It purifies our soul through the baptism by which the words are uttered, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The stain of original sin being removed from our soul, being cleansed in God's grace and light, divine presence entering our soul. But our Lord warns us we must always be diligent in guarding our heart and guarding our soul, not allowing ourselves to be infected in any way or to compromise. He uses the example in this gospel today of the Pharisees and Herod, whose hearts were hardened, whose hearts were not pure and faithful, and that we must be on guard and not allowing ourselves in our own time to compromise with Christ's teachings and the teachings of his church. So many Catholics sadly compromise. We hear the term Catholics, that we pick and choose which doctrines or teachings we want to observe. But Jesus calls us to not allow ourselves to compromise and to be always on guard against this, and that we keep ourselves faithful to him, to his teachings and his church. The other thing that the gospel points out is a journey of faith, that the apostles still did not were not fully comprehending who Jesus is, the Messiah, the Son of God. They're worried about the bread, that they only have one loaf amongst them. And yet he had worked miracles, performed great miracles of the multiplication of the loaves by his divine power, and yet they continue to be slow in grasping and understanding this. In this, our Lord is reminding us that we often perhaps maybe allow ourselves to be overcome by anxieties, worries, and cares of this world. And we must always remember who Jesus is, our Savior, our Lord, and that we want to keep ourselves trusting him always, that we must never give in to anxieties or worries of this life, but always trust Jesus. That's why I promote and love that beautiful prayer. Very simple. Jesus, I trust in you. To remind me, Jesus is God, he's my Savior, he loves me, I have nothing to fear or worry about. With him at my side, whatever I face, I will get through with his help and assistance, no matter what it is, that he will help me to be courageous. And so we must never allow ourselves to remember, because I hear as a priest many times, people come to me with their anxieties or worries, and it's just we're losing sight. Jesus is with me. I have nothing to fear. Jesus is, I belong to Christ. I belong to Mary. I have nothing to fear. That with their help, I will get through everything. Be not afraid, as we have heard so many times. And I remember Jesus said to St. Faustina, the one thing that causes him disappointment is that we do not trust him. And so let us, my brothers and sisters, be renewed in our trust and faith in Jesus, no matter what we face, and that we ask our Blessed Mother to help us to keep our heart always pure and faithful to Jesus and never allow any sentiments of this world to lead us astray, but to keep our hearts pure and faithful to Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.